You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Speaking of First Energy Stadium, if you're just joining us, we will have live coverage from the Browns' First Energy Stadium presser approximately 2:15 p.m. Eastern in hour number two. Lots of exciting stuff happening. We talked about that at the open of the show, Vic, but it's good. We're going to have that press coverage live here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Yep, and 216-578-0850 is the number to get aboard with us, and many of you are doing so because we like to interact and hear your thoughts on this team, and tweet us at Browns_Daily. Let's go to Eddie in Wilmington. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
What you got?
Hey, all right, we need a running game, and I follow this team like it's a religion. Why not bring in Tim Tebow? He would be a decent second quarterback behind Campbell, and it would give us a better running game.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get with you is connect the running game with Tebow for me. You're just talking about Tebow's running ability, or how would it improve the actual running game with running backs?
It would improve the Browns' ground game, period. The way he can scramble and find holes would just be...
That's where I thought you were going.
He can do that, but it also would eliminate the passing game. And right now, the Cleveland Browns have won without a running game. And I know that you would like to have that kind of balance ultimately, and I think that we're going to see some more utilization of Chris Obanaya. We're going to see a little bit more utilization of Fozzie Whitaker, which hopefully will be a very good thing for the Cleveland Browns. But to me, Tim Tebow, not the answer. He has not been the answer. And I'll be the first to say, I thought the ride he had in Denver was magical. I think there's something to Tim Tebow, but clearly the one person in the league who is willing to take a shot on him and say, we're going to see if we can find a way to use this guy because there is a belief that he is a winning football player was Bill Belichick in New England. And I'm not saying Bill Belichick, if he said it's gospel, but they brought him in there and they couldn't find a spot for him. Nobody else in the NFL has found a spot for him.
Right.
So to me, that's not the solution. Jason Campbell's throwing the football very effectively, 46 of 75, 561 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Maybe we're going to see a little more Chris Obanaya. Chris Obanaya, folks, is averaging 5.3 yards a carry this season. We're going to see a little more Fozzie Whitaker, and I think we're going to see maybe a little bit less Willis McGahee and utilize his straight-ahead power style in more specific situations.
Yeah, I do see definitely adjustment in personnel and actually adjustment in the scheme itself. I know that these coaches haven't just been staring at walls for the last extra week that they had during this bye. A lot of focus was on studying how to make the running game better schematically. It's through blocking, and it's through how plays are called, when they're called, and in very specific sort of intricate things that I know Rob Chudzinski, I've talked with him about this, that they're working on. I do think you'll see maybe more of the other faces, more of the Obanaya and Whitaker presence in this running game. But even with Willis McGahee, there are things that the Browns believe they can do to become better. They're also challenging the offensive line to block better, to do its job better. But to the point of Tim Tebow, why it doesn't work here is the same reason it hasn't and won't work anywhere else. The guy's not an NFL quarterback. That's
bottom
where
line.
You have to be. That's the bottom line. You either are or you aren't. He isn't. And I think there's ample evidence to that. That's just the facts. Dre in Cleveland wants to join us now. Hey, Dre.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Vic. Yeah, man. I agree with you. I like your take on Obanaya before I get to my point, because I think Obanaya gives us the best option in the backfield because it keeps the linebackers honest because they know he's dangerous coming out that backfield catching passes. So, yeah, but, you know, I really don't want to get too far ahead of myself in talking playoffs, man, but around here you don't get a chance to talk too much.
That's so right, that's right. Talk it up.
I'm going to take advantage of it. Hey, man, it was a couple commentators kind of making a joke saying if we had to go to Denver, you know, Peyton would pound us, but technically, if we sneak up and win our division, and Denver's the wild card, Manning has to come here. I mean, no, regardless of the records, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't care where. If there is a playoff game, I don't care if it's on Mars. I'm happy to go there and happy to see the Browns play in it. So it doesn't matter to me. If you want to let your imagination run wild with that, great. I'm more than happy to do it. I don't care where it is.
Agreed.
I agree, man. But at the end of the day, you know, Manning ain't the same Manning in January on the road. So we both know that. Hey, good show, guys. That's all I got.
All right. I like it.
I love it.
We're getting them right to the – we're in the divisional round.
And we're talking trash about Manning against the Browns in the playoffs. I love it.
We're going to the divisional round already after knocking off the Broncos. I like it.
It brought back those horrible memories of of last year, of being out there watching Manning and the Broncos just basically dismantle the Browns in that regular season.
It's a new year. It is a new team. That's right.
That seems like a long time ago.
Yes, I don't even remember. Doesn't seem to – no recollection for me. That, by the way, Peyton Manning, the last quarterback to throw for 300 yards against this Cleveland Browns team, that was last year. So they've got that going for him, which is nice. Obanaya is a guy who already has on the season three games with five or more catches. And when you look back throughout his career, there have only been a couple of games where he's really gotten big utilization. There have been five games in his career, where he has gotten at least nine carries. He's averaged five or more yards per carry in three of those. His two biggest involvement games were in Week 10 of 2011, 19 carries, 90 yards against St. Louis, and then Week 11 against Jacksonville that same season, 21 carries, 115 yards, and a touchdown. So Obanaya can do it. I think it's going to be a group approach, though, ultimately. And when you said – you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the coaches. They're not just sitting. Of course, they're trying to figure out ways what they can do to help the ground game. And actually, Rob Chudzinski was asked today at his Wednesday presser, how optimistic are you that this running game will, in fact, improve?
Yeah, it's something that we've taken a hard look at during the bye week. We want to have balance. We want and recognize that we need to improve the running game. Obviously, whatever it takes to win, and we've played some good teams that are loading up on us in the run game, but we feel like we've identified some things and are going to take the steps and have taken the steps to try to improve that part of our offense.
Whatever it takes to win is code for doing things schematically, I think, within the passing game especially, to help open up the run. So he said if teams are going to crowd it up and force you to throw, you'd have enough faith in Jason Campbell to make those throws and loosen things up in the running game. That's exactly what he was saying.
That's exactly what he's saying. He's saying we're going to try to fix it, but ultimately this is not going to be a running football team in 2013. And I would imagine that there will be a fresh face running back here in 2014. Oh, yeah. There will be Deion Lewis hopefully returning to kind of fulfill that air back role. I think you're going to see a much more complete, balanced offense. Because don't forget, Rob Chudzinski last year in Carolina ran an offense that was certainly very run-oriented.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's familiar with that, and we know that. You look at Norv Turner's history, and while people say he's, you know, a quarterback guru, let's not forget Emmitt Smith, LaDainian Tomlinson. They both played for Norv Turner, excelled there. Charlie Garner back in the day. So he's had a lot of people who have excelled for him at the running back position. It's something that will be fixed, and what they're saying is very smart. We're going to do the best job with the personnel and our abilities that we have on this team this year to make sure we can win, and if we have to win some games without really being effective running the football, that's what we're going to do, but we'd like to be able to have that little bit of balance, which is good there.
Chud was also asked what gives him the confidence that this group is ready for Sunday's challenge at Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, they're all important, everyone, as you're looking back and at the beginning of the season, last week's game, and the ones going for, they're all important, and this is the most important one this week. You know, our guys, I think, have had a taste of some success. I think they believe in themselves. We know we have a lot of areas we have to improve on and are continuing to work on those areas, and I just really like our guys' focus right now.
And I like that focus, too. And we've had it. Everybody who's come through that we've talked to this week clearly is focused on the win the one. I think that is a very strong message that is connected with these players. They're confident, but they don't care about what it means after this week. They want to win this one game and defeat the Cincinnati Bengals. And one of the reasons that I think this team has kind of calmed down a little bit, it is the head coach, but it's also their quarterback. It is also has a lot to do with what we have seen from Jason Campbell. And Rob Chudzinski was asked how comforting it is to have a veteran like Jason Campbell at quarterback for this important stretch run.
You know, I'm very pleased with Jason and, you know, what he's done. He's really been efficient in managing the offense. He's made good decisions. You know, has not turned the ball over. Even more so, he's a guy that I know when tough stretches come that, you know, he can respond to that adversity and battle through those tough stretches, and that's a key to that position.
Yeah, and I think he said a lot there as far as what Jason Campbell is and his ability to, as he said, battle through. He's been through it. You know, we talk about the guy in terms of two starts for the Browns, but it feels much longer, and it feels his comfort level in being the Browns' starting quarterback gives the impression that he's done this for many years in Cleveland, not just around other teams in the NFL. So I think that's the other important component to this is how quickly and how naturally he's connected with this football team. And another interesting question, I love this question that Chud was asked today during his news conference a little earlier here in Berea. He was asked, has he seen this young roster grow up in front of his eyes?
I have. I think there's a lot of examples that you can look at of guys who have grown as players, matured as professionals, and have gotten better as the season's gone on. And obviously the experience of playing and having some success helps.
And it does. And I think it kind of goes hand in hand with getting to be led, at least over the last 2 weeks or 3 weeks through the bye, by a nine-year veteran like Jason Campbell. I think everybody on this team and the leaders have really stepped up. DeQuell Jackson, Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden taking on more of a leadership role, TJ Ward as well. These guys are really coming together. We talked a couple of weeks ago, used the word galvanizing. And I think when you become together like that, you take on more of the personality of your strongest pieces. And I think we're seeing that from the head coach, from Jason Campbell, from DeQuell, Joe Hayden, Joe Thomas. The team is starting to take on that very professional and more mature personality as this season goes on and doesn't look like a very young team on the field anymore. And they're starting to clean up the penalties a little bit. And I think that's one of the big signs of it. It's one of the signs of the maturation. And I think hopefully that's something we want to continue as the season progresses. But it is very, very true, and I think it's very noticeable around here and just being around the team how the mindset has changed. And a guy like Billy Winn, who we had in here yesterday, and I thought right. If you missed it, you can go to clevelandbrowns.com and get it yesterday, where you get everything on demand from our show. Also allows you to stay connected to the Browns with the latest news, photos, videos, and more. You can visit clevelandbrowns.com. Like I said, download the mobile app where you can get Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Browns, and on Instagram at Official Browns. But Billy Winn's a guy that's a very fun-loving guy. You just get that sense from him that there is no question Billy Winn is not afraid of a good time. But he seemed, even to me yesterday, because we had an interaction with him a couple months ago back in the equipment area.
Right.
And a lovable guy, a guy that seems like a great teammate. But even he had, I think, a very strong sense of purpose and focus in here yesterday while still being the same Billy Winn that he was.
Yeah.
But I think it just kind of tells you where this team is at and that they realize and are very much aware of the opportunity that's in front of them, which is a good thing.
All right, so we're going to hear from Tashawn Gibson, who's had a remarkable year, I think, at free safety, filling a big, big void in that secondary. Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com will be sitting down with him. We're going to hear more from you, your calls, and I know some of you are on the line. Stay patient. We'll get to you. Bark from the pound, 216-578-0850. I heard the wimpier bark back there, but now we got the growl. Oh, it's a combination.
Coming together. We'll take all kinds of barks.
At Browns_Daily, too, you can tweet us. It's Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, and we've got Carly McCord also in studio. She is taking care of all the tweeting that is going on during the show. And bringing Beignet mix in for Nathan and his wife to make. You're not going to make it.
No, I am not.
And your kids are really excited about
it. Oh, my God. My daughter loves the Princess Frog, and Tiana's beignets are a big part of it. She's like, I'm going to get to have a beignet? And she was so excited because I was going to bring them back from New Orleans. I didn't think I wasn't smart enough to get the mix like Carly was, but I was going to bring them back, and you know, it wasn't going to work out.
Well, you know what the old saying is? Give a man a beignet and you feed him for a day.
That's right.
bring him a box of beignet mix. You feed him for, I don't know, how long does that last? A month? I was going to say a lifetime.
Right. It could.
Yeah, probably a month.
much more ahead. ESPN 850 WKNR.